What I've said in my meeting with representatives of the cane industry, indeed representatives from across the agricultural sectors, is that we are committed to work with them to increase take-up, increase voluntary take-up of their BMP programs. Now, if down the track the take-up hasn't increased, then we will have to look at other options, because we do have to improve water quality running into the reef. But we don't think enough effort has been put in thus far. By industry and by government. So we think there is much more to be done to achieve the levels of take-up that will deliver on the water quality targets we're seeking. But we want to work with industry, and we've committed repeatedly to work with them to get these voluntary BMPs rolled out and working.
Does that mean you've set them an ultimatum?
Not at all. We've just said that our priority is achieving our 2025 targets. And if we can achieve those...
But even with every farmer operating under best management practice, you still won't achieve those targets, will you?
It's true to say that the BMP alone won't achieve those targets, but there are many other things that we can do to improve water quality, to reduce sediment and nutrient running off to the reef. And that's what our Reef Water Science Task Force is tasked with doing, deciding what mix of programs and policies can achieve those targets. They're meeting again today. In fact, I'm about to head over there and see where they're up to. But it's my view that the BMP is a very important piece of the puzzle, that it's a very important piece to limiting sediment and nutrient runoff from farms. But the catchment we're talking about here is enormous, and there are lots of things we can do to improve the quality of water running off.
So your message to cane farmers, so there's around about 4,500 cane farmers in Queensland. At this stage, there's a handful. I think it's about 20 to 30 that have fully completed that BMP program. Plenty of others have done a module here or a little bit there, but is that enough? What numbers do you want to see?
I don't want to put a number on it at this stage. We may need to do that down the track.
But, and when you say down the track, what time frame?
Well, so the task force that we have asked to look at what the mix of policies to achieve our targets should be, we'll have an interim report late this year, November, December this year, and then a final report towards the middle of next year. And out of that, we'll be able to start to have discussions about when we need to achieve certain levels across different programs, not just the BMP.
So you're saying you want more farmers to take it up, but you don't have a target in mind at this stage?
We're saying we want more farmers to take it up, and we want them to take it up not just because it's good for the reef, but also because it's good for their farms. And so ultimately, that's why we've decided to continue to invest in these programs, because we think they're good for industry, good for farmers, and good for the environment. And that's why our focus is on making them work.
How can it be measurable if you don't have a target, though? If you don't say and come out, I'd love to see 1,000 farmers finish the program within the next 2 years, how do you measure the success? How do you measure what you want to be able to achieve?
It will come to that. At this stage...
But not yet.
At this stage, we're saying we want as many farmers to sign up. We've set targets, outcome-based targets, and we'll be working backwards from there in terms of what we need to achieve. Now, later this year, when we issue the next round of the Reef Report Card, that'll have new data on how many people have taken up all of these different programs. And so that's probably another chance for us to have a look at where we're up to, and then talk again with the industry groups about how we can advance it further.
And is it just the cane industry that you're particularly concerned about, or is this a warning to farmers right across the agricultural sector, whether they be graziers, whether they be in horticulture too?
Look, it's not a warning at all. It's an encouragement. But it isn't. Our focus isn't just on cane or indeed any one industry. For us to improve the quality of water running into the reef, we need to make changes across a range of industries and sectors, from cane, bananas, grazing, all of the industries that operate on our reef coast, as well as our urban centres and resources and ports. So there is lots of different industry operating up and down the Queensland coast, and all of us have a role to play in improving the quality of water running into the reef.
So you don't have your big stick out yet, Stephen Miles, that's what you're saying?
That's just not my style.